welcome to this week's edition of Everything Fast Pitch by Fast Pitch Prep. Coach Don and I are working remote again as we get ready to record episode number 315. We have a really fun show lined up for you this week. In our warm-up segment, we've got an interesting Did You Know, a great city of the week, a great player of the week. We're going to talk equipment tip of the week, have a fun listener question, and of course, Paige's power play. In our leadoff segment, we're going to talk about it's the end of another season for the college kids and anybody that's playing their spring school ball season, and just some things I've noticed and some things I wanted to talk about as players end their seasons and end their careers. In our cleanup segment, we're going to talk about pro fast pitch is in trouble again. And unfortunately, the WPF appears to be having some serious problems. And as we go to our action coach coaching tip of the week, Coach John's going to talk about noisy workplaces and how that relates to the workforce and to the world of softball. So before we get into all that stuff, let's talk about our sponsors. First, the Anderson Bat Company.
Everything Fast Pitch is very proud to have Anderson Bat Company as our presenting sponsor. Anderson Bat Company is using the latest and greatest bat technology to corner the market in the fast pitch world. They have the -9 rocket tech, the -10 carbon, and the -11 carbon light. Anderson Bat Company is using this technology to put a high-performing bat in the hands of hitters that really know the difference between a good bat and a great bat. We're also working with Anderson to provide a discount for all of our listeners. Go to the Anderson Bat Company website and order your bats. Use the EFP20 discount, which is for Everything Fast Pitch, and you'll get a 20% discount.
And again, make sure you take advantage of that EFP20 discount. That's a great way for you to save that additional 20% on anything you order from Anderson, and that also helps to support the podcast at the same time. Also, if you're in a position where you can, we would love for you to become a patron. Go to patreon.com/everythingfastpitch. We're talking about $5, $10, or $20 a month. Again, we want to say thank you very much to the patrons that have been supporting us. We've got a great group of people that have really been supporting the podcast for a long time. We'd love to see some more people come on board. So if you see value in what we're doing, go to patreon.com/everythingfastpitch and become a patron. Coach Don and I would really appreciate your support. There's a lot of expenses that go into making this happen, and we certainly would love to see as many people get on board as possible. So our warm-up segment is sponsored by Bittinger & Stiles DDS. Again, longtime supporters of this podcast. They're located in Webster, Mass. If you're in that part of the country and you have any dental needs at all, reach out to the folks at Bittinger & Stiles. They'll take great care of you. Just mention to them that you heard about them from the podcast. Again, we want to say thank you very much to Bittinger & Stiles for being a longtime supporter. So, Don, did you know, a little bit earlier this spring, Lillian Albiati is a softball player who also is a baseball player. And she, on the same day, played in a game on the baseball side and the softball side for Cal State San Marcos. And to the best of anybody's records, she's the only female player to have ever played in both a softball game and a baseball game on the same day in a college uniform. And just thought that was a really interesting thing. Not something that we probably will talk about very often, but something that I think was definitely a did-you-know worthy topic.
That is kind of exciting, Tori. And again, anytime that you're that good an athlete that you can go back and forth with those two, that's pretty amazing.
Well, one of the things, you know, we see it fairly often where someone was a baseball player coming up when they were younger. You know, they played Little League baseball. You know, there have been a couple of famous female baseball players like in the Little League World Series and stuff like that. But then when they get to the high school ranks, they usually switch over to fast pitch. You know, there are still many female athletes that have played baseball and continue to. We still have, you know, a national level program for women's baseball. And obviously a player like Lillian must be pretty talented. You know, one of the things that when I first saw the story, you know, I thought this might be one of those, you know, kind of hokey things that was publicity stunt. But looking at her stat line and listening to the baseball coach, it was not anything other than they really thought she could help them win those games that day. And so that was why the decision was made for her to participate with both teams. But did you know Lillian Albiati played in the baseball and softball games on the same day for Cal State San Marcos? But Don, our city of the week this week is Pocatello, Idaho.
Pocatello, Idaho, Tori. That's a little bit north, of course, but getting closer to our friends up in Canada.
That's definitely God's country up there. I've driven through Idaho, been to Boise, have never coached there, never recruited there. But once upon a time on one of my ridiculously stupid road trips when I was driving back from Oregon, kind of took the scenic route because that's a part of the country that I had not seen, and really enjoyed it. It was a very beautiful part of the country. Obviously, you know, a part of the country where they have real winter, and I'm sure are fighting Mother Nature for a lot of the year to play softball. But one of the things that we're seeing more and more, and watching a lot of these college games on TV, the one thing I can say for sure is there are great players in every corner of this country, and the really good programs are doing a great job of finding these players no matter where they come from. And so Pocatello, obviously, we're super excited to see the numbers jumping in that area. The one thing we always ask our listeners to do is to make sure that you find somebody that's in your circle of friends, somebody that's in your fast pitch world that's not a listener yet, and hook them up Everything Fast Pitch podcast and Coach Prep. I'm confident that if somebody listens once that they'll come back. But again, we're super excited to see the numbers growing, and obviously want our listeners to continue to spread the word. So Don, that's going to take us to our player of the week this week, Abby Brown. Abby plays for the Georgia Thunder organization. She's a 15-year-old player, starting pitcher for their school team, and also obviously pitching in their travel ball organization. But she loves the game so much in her spare time, which it doesn't sound like she has very much of. She's also the head coach of a 6U, 8U rec softball team that plays at the Cal Ripken complex in her hometown. Just one of those kids that really loves the game. Great attitude, great student, and obviously the kind of player that really loves the game. You know, to see somebody that age willing to and committed enough to the game to want to coach younger players is something that's a really exciting thing to see.
That is awesome, Tori. And again, I'm just really thankful when we have listeners that take the time to share some of the things that the kids that that they're working with are doing. And again, when we can recognize them, that's perfect.
Yeah, and one of the things that we talk about this every week, that many of the players that we recognize for player of the week are accomplishing something amazing on the team. And you know, we've had, you know, situations where we've, you know, been able to recognize players that, you know, are in the top 5 or 10 or 15 players, maybe in the entire country. We also have a lot of kids like Abby that are good players, that are good kids, that are good students, that really love the game and work really hard. And those are the kinds of players that we want to continue to recognize. So we're going to ask all of our listeners, because now we're starting to get into the end of the spring and into the summer season, that all have a player in your life that's worthy of recognition. So we want you all to start getting in the habit of sending those nominations in. You know, we're always on the roller coaster of we get a bunch, then we don't get any. Then we get a bunch, then we don't get any. And, you know, thousands of people listen to this podcast every week. So I would like to see us get dozens of nominations every week now for the rest of the summer. So all of you take the time, find a player that's in your world that is worthy of recognition. You don't have to be the judge and jury. Just, you know, send us the information and Coach Don and I'll figure it out. So you send those nominations to everythingfastpitch@gmail.com or fastpitchprep@gmail.com. And let's get those nominations in because we want to make sure that we keep the pool of players going. And congratulations, Abby Brown. You are the Fast Pitch Prep Player of the Week. So Don, equipment tip of the week. First off, let's talk about Mule Tech.
Tori, the Mule Tech group, they've been fantastic with us, and we want to try and keep this going where the listeners jump on their site, M-U-H-L for Mule and Tech, T-E-C-H, of course. Go to their website and check out some of the different products that they've got. They've got some really neat pitching nets that I was looking at. And when I say pitching nets, Tori, it's more of the, you know, 9 pockets and, you know, don't have to have a catcher type thing. I think that's nice for pitchers to have an opportunity to work on location and things like that. And you can even use that to try and create some goals. I'm going to hit my spot, you know, X out of 10 times, and it gives you some feedback that way. But also, too, it gives you the luxury to still throw. And even when we don't have a catcher handy at that point, we've got our pitching catch net. So that's kind of fun as well. But I think it's a good product. All their products are fantastic, and you know that's one I'd like to kind of highlight this week.
Definitely. Well, one of the things with Mule Tech, they've got a wide variety of products, everything from individual training tools that every player should have for their home training or their team practices, but you know, batting cages and screens and protective screens and 9 pockets and just about everything you can imagine. One thing we ask all of you to do is to share the discount code, the EFP10, with your organizations, with your school ball coaches, because a lot of the stuff that Mule Tech offers are things that are very much organizational and maybe field type purchases. You know, we'd love for people to take advantage of the discount there too. And obviously Mule Tech is, you know, super high quality equipment. We love the fact that they're working with us. So it's, again, EFP10 is your discount, and go to the Mule Tech website and you'll be shocked at the wide variety of stuff that they have. There's everything that you can imagine under the sun. So Don, also let's talk really quickly about our Square Cuts training disc. That's our invention. If you go to the fastpitchprep.com website, you go to the YouTube channel, there's a couple of short videos that give you some information on what the Square Cuts are designed to do and what they're meant to accomplish for hitters. You know, it's something that I'm very proud of that, you know, you and I came up with as a training tool. They're $49.95 a dozen. You go to the fastpitchprep.com website. You can also order them there. We'll get them shipped out to you right away. So between Mule Tech and Square Cuts, there's something for everybody. You know, the price range is going to offer everybody something that they can afford and something that's going to be a great training tool for your home training and also for your team practices. So our listener question, Don, is sponsored by EAS. Phone number to contact Coach Greg at EAS is 770-500-4972. Make sure you reach out to Coach Greg. If you have any recruiting challenges, if you have players that are in the recruiting process, if you kind of hit a log jam and maybe need some help, these folks are great at what they do. Coach Greg and his crew do an amazing job. EAS is a really strong service for helping players with their recruiting process, and we want to make sure that you reach out to them. So again, it's 770-500-4972 and talk to Coach Greg and let him know that you heard about their services on the podcast. So our listener question this week, Don, comes to us from Donnie. And Donnie's email was pretty long, so I'm going to paraphrase. So Donnie's daughter was on a pretty successful team, but she got it in her head that she wanted to move up to a much stronger team. The story kind of goes, a couple of players on her old team thought that this new super, you know, powerhouse travel team was just going to be that much stronger and that much better, but it was going to require a much larger commitment, much more travel, much more training, much more expectation to really make softball your number one priority. And now a couple of months into this process, Donnie's daughter hates the new team, hates having to be, you know, softball 100%, 100% of the time, hates it and wants to quit the game completely. So he just wanted us to kind of offer some insight, maybe what we think about this situation and either a solution for him or maybe a cautionary tale for other parents and players thinking about making some of these big moves.
A good question for sure. And, you know, all of this is kind of an unknown journey for, you know, the bulk of our listeners. And for us to experiment and to try things and not to have tried the new group might have pushed her away from an experience that might have been perfect too, you know. So having tried that, I don't think is a bad thing. But the bad thing would be to slip away from the game together, in my opinion, because there's so many other great things that each of the athletes can get from softball, and from confidence to good work ethic to working with groups to being accountable. All these other things are really important things in the end anyway. And regardless of what group she's playing with, I think that, you know, there's a real big value there for the individual and for the family. And for us to step back and slide into a situation similar to the one that we left for that group, I think might be ideal. And meeting new people, again, we could have stumbled into a group of people that ended up being her best friends for life, but we don't know until we try. But definitely having tried doesn't mean that just because it didn't work perfect that, you know, we need to step away from it altogether. So I would hate for her to not take advantage of being a good athlete and, again, being able to be a strong part of another group. For her to step away from that, I think, would be really sad too. So hopefully they'll find comfort in merging into a little more of a appropriate time and commitment and pressure situation that she's feeling better with and continue to play ball, because it's a great game.
Right. Well, you don't know what you don't know. And if you are curious about whether you're ready for or want the challenge of playing on a bigger, better, stronger, more competitive team, you know, there's really no way to find out whether it's the right choice or not until you try it. The bad news is, and kind of reading between the lines with Donnie's email, is he feels trapped because he knows his daughter doesn't want to continue with this team. But I think he's invested a lot of time, effort, money, and also committed to the new team. And so the idea of bailing out now just because his daughter jumped into something she wasn't necessarily the right long-term choice is part of the challenge. To me, the idea of making your kids stay on a team and making them be miserable is a really bad idea. So I would never say that that's the right choice. Even if you made a commitment, the way the world of travel ball works now, and especially these high level teams, there's always going to be somebody else that wants to take your kid's spot. So if your kid's really unhappy and really doesn't want to continue with this team, I think the idea of sticking with it or making her stick with it is a really bad idea. I get the idea we made a commitment, but I think if the reason we want to stick with it is because we've invested money in it, throwing more money at a bad idea is never going to solve the problem. So to me, I think she tried something, you all made a commitment to it, but the commitment didn't work. And honestly, I don't think the coach of this powerhouse team really wants a player that's going to be on the team kind of half committed, wishing she wasn't there, wishing she was back with her old team or whatever. I think it's time to bite the bullet, just admit that you made a mistake. And as you said, Don, hopefully find a new place where she can stay comfortable, stay confident, and keep playing the game. Because the biggest thing I would hate to see is for this to lead her into hating softball, wanting to quit the game completely. Obviously, no matter what she does with travel ball, she's still a young enough player. She's got a lot of, school ball and stuff like that ahead of her. I just would hate for the one choice to lead to some other bad choices on down the line.
And Tori, it sounds like she's probably a pretty good ball player if she was interested in, stepping up a level too. All the work that she's done to get to this point, we'd hate for that to slip away as well.
Looking at Donnie's phone number, obviously I won't share. I think I've got a kind of an idea of the group that they joined, the organization that they joined. And I can understand why they thought that was a good idea. But again, I can also understand why it's probably not for everybody, because we're talking about, really, 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 really serious about softball kind of commitment. So Donnie, we really do appreciate the question. It's always fun for us to talk about stuff that our listeners are interested in. For all of you, if you have questions, comments, ideas, and again, Player of the Week nominations, make sure you reach out to us, everythingfastpitch@gmail.com or fastpitchprep@gmail.com. So that's going to take us down to this week's edition of Paige's Power Play.
Hey, it is Paige here. I hope you guys are having a great day. So I want you to just stop hoping that your athlete will just bounce back from a mistake and ask yourself this. What would it feel like to know for sure that your daughter was going to believe in herself and move forward and bounce back even after experiencing mistakes or failure with so much confidence? Would you feel relief that you don't have to pace or peek through your fingers anymore? Would you feel your own confidence in her? Would you be proud knowing she's capable of anything that comes across her way? Well, I have been using this method of failure recovery with hundreds of the athletes that I've been working with over the last 5 years, and I've finally packaged it up into a $19 training for your daughter. If your daughter beats herself up after mistakes, is afraid to make mistakes, if she overthinks after making mistakes, then she needs to start having a different perspective of failure and choose what she wants to believe moving forward, not dwell on negatives, but see and learn from the mistake and know that she can come back better and stronger. In this training that I'm talking about, I'm going to show your daughter how to recover from failure in a positive way that's going to go beyond just the court or the field or wherever she's competing. I know this is softball specific, so mostly the field, but I know that lots of girls play other sports in her life as well. That way she can finally let go of perfectionism and just aspire to be the best she can be. She can have high expectations, but know how to work through imperfect circumstances. She's going to know tools that will allow her to improve from her mistakes and learn from her mistakes and understand mistakes and renew her mindset and attitude from mistakes. And you can walk away knowing your daughter can be confident in herself because she's equipped with a mental training skill that's going to take her further. So if you're like, sign me up, again, this training is just $19. It's on my website, PaigeTons.com. I can't wait for you to have your hands on this.
And folks, I know I brag about Paige every week, but she's a rock star. You need to get your kids involved with her programs. The weekly tidbits of information and pearls of wisdom that she shares with us is really cool. But the meat and potato programs that she offers are something I think every player should be considering. The vast number of players that are really not that happy playing tells us that there's a lot of reasons why Paige is so popular and why our listeners should be checking it out. So it's PaigeTons, T-O-N-Z.com. On our leadoff segment sponsored by Elite Sporting Goods, the phone number there is 678-377-3└. 0270. You can also contact them at elitesportsorders@yahoo.com. Anything you need, bats, balls, gloves, uniforms, the whole nine yards, they're happy to ship anywhere in the country. You reach out to the folks at Elite and they'll get you hooked up. So Don, I couldn't help but think about it, watching so much softball this last couple of weeks. And for our listeners, just a quick update, my recovery is going well. I'm hopeful that maybe even by next week, Coach Don and I will be back together in the Cherokee Batting Range podcast studio. I have a big doctor's appointment tomorrow to follow up with the surgeon, but things seem to be going really well. So I'm hoping to be able to take a couple more steps forward in my recovery. But I've been watching a lot of softball, and this time of year, we see a lot of senior days and ceremonies and different things happening. I've noticed at least five or six different posts on Facebook and Instagram every day about, you know, the heartfelt messages from players saying goodbye to the game, the parents, you know, reliving the 10, 12, 15 years that they've spent chasing their kid around the country, watching them play softball now that their college career is coming to an end or their high school career is coming to an end. It's just so heartfelt and so touching that I think it was worth us talking about a little bit, because one of the things that I think is lost sometimes on people when you're in the trenches, when you're going through the battles of playing this game, when you're going through the highs and lows, that sometimes I think we lose track of how meaningful the experience is and how much we're gaining and how much our kids are gaining from being involved with the game. And so to see all the tears and the memories and all that stuff here as players' careers are coming to an end just kind of puts it all in perspective. And so I want to just kind of touch on this idea a little bit, kind of remind our parents especially, but players, coaches, everybody, to, you know, enjoy this ride when you're on it. Make sure that you get as much, you know, squeeze every ounce of enjoyment out of it that you can. Try to focus on the positive stuff that's happening much more so than the frustrations and the disappointments. Because when it's all said and done, you're not going to remember that your kid went 0-for-3 in the championship game when she was 12 and under nearly as much as you'll have an overall positive memory and positive experience. So I just wanted to touch on this a little bit, kind of give everybody a little bit of perspective.
Yeah, Tori, it is, you know, one of those things that comes around every year. It's for a different group of kids, but there does come a time when we do leave the game, at least in the capacity that we've been used to being a part of it. But hopefully we can reminisce on all the joyful times, the people we've met, the places we've seen, and all the competitive times that we've, you know, had a chance to play, and to take a few moments to thank the important people. I think, you know, thank the moms and dads that have, like you said, chased us, you know, around the country for many, many years, and the coaches that have been helpful or impactful in the journey as well. And then find a way to stay a part of it if it's really in your heart and in your stomach that, you know, you're just going to be a softball person forever, and, you know, jump in there in a different capacity and share some of the things that you've gathered along the way. But again, it is a hard time, Tori, because it has been such a big part of our life when we, you know, when we get to that point. You know, I think that we need to be excited about what's around the corner, because there's a lot more to this whole journey than just softball. But I think a lot of the life lessons and things that we've done through softball will help us forever.
One of the things I can say for sure is all those years of coaching, that whenever we would get to the end of every season, it was always the happiest and the saddest.
Yeah.
All at the same time. Senior day to me was always this tremendous celebration of what a player had accomplished, and, you know, kind of always put into perspective, you know, all the sacrifices and time spent and the growth that you saw and how they changed over the years that you coached them. But it was also the saddest thing ever, because somebody that you really cared about, really worked hard with and for, and, you know, gotten to know really well, the families, players, everybody involved in their lives, you know, to know that they're moving on to that next step. And so to me, the moral of the story today and why I thought this was so important is I saw something on Facebook the other day from a parent of a player that I started giving lessons to, I think, when she was 13, maybe 12. It is now finishing up her college career. And, you know, to read her mom's message and to, you know, how heartfelt it was and how emotional it was. But the thing I couldn't help but thinking about is over the course of time that I've known her, this is a family that has experienced every one of the ups and downs. They hated their coach one weekend. They wanted to quit softball altogether. They didn't know why their high school coach was doing this other thing. You know, this felt so unfair. This felt so disappointing. this was so exciting. This was so amazing. This was so the roller coaster that I've seen them be on over this 10-year period, to now see them, you know, kind of looking back at it. And there was nothing in any of the heartfelt message that I read talking about any of the low points, any of the times that she wanted to quit, any of the times they were really mad at a coach or really frustrated with a team or whatever it was. And I think that what ends up happening is, as we get a little bit further removed from it, we get a little bit deeper into the career, that a lot of that stuff that seemed so important, that was so worthy of our frustration and our anger and our disappointment at different times, just kind of falls away. It doesn't seem to have nearly as much importance. So maybe for some of our parents that are still deep in the trenches with their kids, that are a little bit younger, a little bit earlier in their time in the game, to listen to what these veteran parents are saying, listen to what these veteran players are saying, and how, yes, there's always going to be some disappointment, and there's always going to be some frustration, but kind of keep it a little bit better perspective, because when it's all said and done, you're going to remember the happy times, you're going to remember the exciting times, you're going to remember the big wins way more than the big losses. You're going to remember the sense of accomplishment way more than the time you were mad because you went over three or because the coach pinch hit for you in the seventh inning of a championship game. And so I think the perspective that I'm seeing now is something that's really valuable, and something that maybe a few parents and players can save themselves a little bit of heartache and frustration on this journey, if they understand that at the end of the day, they're not going to spend nearly as much time looking back at the frustration as they want to spend invested in the frustration when it's happening.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great message, Tori, for sure. And like you said, it's both exciting and sad and all those things. And, you know, as a coach, it comes around every year. But, for the players to, I guess, just take that moment to enjoy every day that you get to go out there, even before your senior year. But it's a great game and a lot of fun things come about. And I'm glad that you mentioned that today, Tori. That's cool.
Yeah. And again, all the memories that you'll carry forward are going to be, very positive and very powerful. And so just wanted to share that as, looking at the end of another spring season is upon us. We've got the college season wrapping up as we're talking today. Everybody's finishing up their regular seasons. The conference tournaments are all going to be next week. Next weekend, we'll have the selection show for Division One. I know the Division Two selection show is this week already. Playoffs are here, and people's careers are really going to be finishing. So, for some kids, they're done now. And for some kids, they're going to be finishing at the regionals or the super regionals or the College World Series. It's an exciting time of the year, but it's just also something that we want to make sure we always keep it in perspective. So, Don, that's going to take us to our cleanup topic. Our cleanup topic is sponsored by Pinnacle Power Butter.
Everything Fast Pitch is very proud to be sponsored by Pinnacle Power Butter. It's a nutritious snack that every athlete should have in their bag of tricks. It will allow you to get a great snack, something that's healthy and nutritious, all natural, and goes a long way towards making a ball player a better one.
And Tori, our listeners can get their Pinnacle Power Butter at pinnaclepowerbutter.com, and they can place their order there. Again, that's pinnaclepowerbutter.com. If they use their promo code of EFP10, they can also get a 10% discount. And we're really excited that they're on board with us. Products are great. We've used them and tried them at home. The whole family loves it.
And again, make sure you take advantage of that EFP10 discount. That's a great way for you to save that 10% on your order, and also to help support the podcast at the same time. So we've spent time over the last few years talking about Pro Fast Pitch, talking about different leagues, different things that we've seen, offering some ideas and suggestions and things that we thought might end up working to make, Pro Fast Pitch a little bit more consistent, a little bit more successful. And unfortunately, it looks like the WPF might be in trouble. I saw something the other day that one of their teams, the Vipers, has suspended operations. I also couldn't help but notice that Jocelyn Allo, who was one of the calling card players last year for the league and really, helped to give it a lot of credibility, has signed to play with Athletes Unlimited. And as a matter of fact, she also is playing with the Savannah Bananas this summer with the traveling road show that is the Bananas, the only female player that they've ever had play with them. But it's just kind of a sad thing to me. The Vipers and the WPF say that, they're going to be fine. They're going to be back. This is just a small short-term problem. But we've heard that about a dozen other times over all the years with different iterations of professional fast pitch. And that's, again, something I just want us to make sure that we're sharing that information with our listeners, because I think if we don't do a better job of supporting the idea of professional fast pitch, it's never going to go anywhere. And, you know, to me, challenges that they're trying to make it something that a player can actually make a real living. At the end of the day, the only way that's going to happen is if people are supporting it, if people are demanding sponsors support it, and if people are getting out to watch games. And I think, you know, we've got a big gap right now between the amazing excitement that everybody has for college softball. You know, we're going to have, you know, if Oklahoma and Oklahoma State both make it to the College World Series this year, which it looks like is going to happen, being upset if they don't, Texas looks like they're going to make it. Between those three programs, we're going to have people hanging from the rafters at Hall of Fame Stadium. They're going to have sellout crowds every single session. And to see that kind of excitement for the college game and then, you know, to not be able to support a pro league is really kind of disappointing.
Yeah, Tori, it's exciting how much momentum that has been created for the college game. And we can only just hope that it's going to carry over at some point once the right recipe or the right formula is pulled together for the pro stuff after college. You know, maybe then too, we can keep that momentum carrying over.
And don't get me wrong, Athletes Unlimited is being very successful. You know, the Athletes Unlimited model, they've hit on something. You know, their relationship with ESPN has got those games on TV. They seem to have generated enough interest that the Athletes Unlimited model seems to be working. But as we've talked about in the past, to me, the idea of repicking a team every week and kind of making softball an individualized sport where we're keeping track of what each player is doing more so than what a team and a group is trying to accomplish. Athletes Unlimited Championship coming down to a single player being the person that amasses the most points, to me, is way different than being able to cheer for my team to win the World Series or the league championship or whatever. And I'm happy that Athletes Unlimited is succeeding. You know, that at least gives us an avenue for players to make a little bit of money. And obviously the national team and playing for, you know, USA Softball, that's another avenue for some of these great players to continue to play. But I want us to see a pro league actually be successful. And I think we need to keep talking about it at the grassroots level if we want people to, you know, to get behind it and support it. So hopefully we can gain a little bit of momentum and get that thing rolling a little bit better. So Don, that's going to take us to this week's Action Coach Coaching Tip of the Week. Coach John's going to talk about noisy workplaces and how that relates to the world of business and the world of softball.
Hey, Coach John Davis here. Today I want to talk about noisy workplaces, and I'm not talking about factories and working out in the trades, working outside construction sites. I'm talking about kind of more of that office environment. And it's interesting. We've all been in those spaces where it's just dead quiet. It's just silent, silent, silent. And then there's times where we see people standing around talking. And I know people that I've worked with, when they see people standing around talking, they think the people not working, right? It's noisy. People aren't focused on what they're doing. And we can tell the difference between those two environments and those two different behaviors. But when you think about a lot of people in an office environment, a lot of times it's kind of quiet. People aren't interrupting each other, kind of like a library, which is okay. I think about when I was coaching softball this weekend, we got most frustrated when the players were quiet, when they weren't talking to each other, when they weren't communicating. And what we like on the ball field is we like to see teams that are chatty, communicate, talk, 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 not just cheer, constructive communication. Cheers are fine because they add energy, but it's constructive communication that you really want. So I'm going to ask you, in your office, in your workspace, is it noisy or is it quiet? Sometimes we think that the quiet is good. That means everybody's working. But maybe what we really need is a little bit of noise and a little bit of chatter. Because when we hear that, we know that the team is engaged. And we know the team is engaged. They're going to perform at higher levels, not lower levels. So this is Coach John Davis. This is a great time to think about your business. Think about how the engagement is going. Is the team chatting and communicating? And of course, it's always a good time to get into action.
So Don, that's going to wrap up episode 315. Please support all our sponsors, the Anderson Bat Company, Bittinger & Stiles DDS, EAS, Elite Sporting Goods, Pinnacle Power Products, and Action Coach. Please become a patron if you can. Go to patreon.com/everythingfastpitch. Coach Don and I really do appreciate the support. We love our patrons that have been supporting us for a long time. We would love to see some more people come on board. Go to the fastpitchprep.com website, order your Square Cuts training discs there. You also have access to the YouTube channel. and the blog post. There's tons and tons of information available on the website. And as always, please make sure you reach out to us at everythingfastpitch@gmail.com or fastpitchprep@gmail.com with player of the week nominations, questions, comments, ideas, or suggestions. So for Coach Don McKinley, our producer, Stan Lewis, this is Coach Torrey saying thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again next week.